This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Ted versus the FCC is on the way, and emails on our question, what do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Thanks for having me.
Hola. You're quite welcome, sir.
Hello. Oh, you're there?
Yeah, I am here.
Okay, we got you. You go.
So, something I have too much of, I have hundreds upon hundreds of smoking utensils for smoking weed. Probably about 110 bongs, pipes, bowls, chillums, anything you can think of.
Are you glass specific, or does it matter?
A lot of what I have is glass. I mean, I still have, you know, my little nut and bolt throw together from when I was a kid.
Sure.
And stuff like that. But a lot of what I have is considered heady glass. It's really high end.
Have you smoked glass out of these things? Because a lot of those that I see look really, really cool. I just judge them to be art when I see them based on the price tag alone and the artwork and the fact that when I look in, I'm like, this would be very difficult to clean if I got a lot of crap in there. You know,
I don't want to smoke. I mean, I don't want to leave a bunch of res inside of something that on its own is pretty beautiful.
Yeah. So how many of these are functional, or how many have you never smoked out of, I guess, percentage wise?
I have smoked out of all of them. All of them are functional, and a large majority of them are exactly how you just described. They're extremely intricate, difficult to clean, and people don't even want to hold them when I try to show them.
Now, do you smoke out of them essentially just to christen them as being your piece, or do you repeat using some of the more high-end stuff?
Some of the more high-end stuff does not get used a whole lot, mostly when another glass enthusiast comes by my place, something like that. But mostly, at least once every 3 months, everything gets a
I have to ask you this.
Joke.
I have to ask you a question, because I used to have valuable stuff in my home. At one point in time, I had a limited edition a Challenger toy that was a Transformer that transformed into a Transformer, but then back to the Challenger when it was done. Had a friend come over and he broke it.
Instantly.
Yeah.
He wasn't sure how it worked.
So I was wondering,
Transformer.
Have you ever had a friend come over and drop, like, you know, a really nice piece on the ground and just bust it?
You know, the closest I've ever come to that was last night. My roommate was drunk playing pool, and at the end of the night, we went to do a dab, and he dropped a Chris Drags I think it's a Average Joe collaboration piece. And thankfully, only the dab bucket hit the counter, and that broke, and then the piece itself fell on the carpet.
How much would that piece be worth? How much is that piece worth?
Purchased at about $280, and I could probably flip it for $700 or so right
now. Okay, let me ask you this.
Wow, dude, that should be a new show, Flipping Bongs.
How about from around the world? Is there anything that you covet? Is there a porcelain hookah from India or Pakistan? Is there anything out there, like, worldwide more so than just that would be a cool thing for you to own? I mean, because obviously humans have been smoking weed for an awful long time.
Yeah, when they discovered fire and weed.
Yeah.
So I have a little granite pipe from Peru that I got just below Machu Picchu. I forget the town there. I have a bunch of meerschaum pipes from Turkey.
And what is that now exactly?
Meerschaum is pretty much what replaced ivory in hand-carved pipes.
So elephants love it.
Tobacco pipes.
Okay. Do you have any long pipes? You know, traditionally, if we see Native Americans smoking out of something, there's that long, thin pipe with a bowl on it.
Because the wives didn't want smoke in the house, so that way they could sit in the house and hold it outside.
Yeah, just take the thing out the window and then smoke. Do you have anything like that?
I have some glass ones that are pretty long. Nothing that is, I guess, Native or traditionally influenced. But I do have some really long Sherlock's. I have a bubbler that's probably 15 inches in length, weighs about 4.5 pounds.
I remember, this is years and years and years ago, a different radio station, this is in Baltimore, and the radio station made a deal with a local Biker's Bar, right, we would do the occasional broadcast from there. So me and the owner hit it off. And as it turns out with this owner, he enjoyed hash. And so he would smoke this openly in his bar. So I'm doing a remote, and I'm sitting there with all of our equipment, and we got the microphones, and we're doing the broadcast. And he pulls out this massive, massive hookah, okay? So we start smoking this thing. Now, he's added some other stuff to it or whatever.
It's got, like, fruit rinds in it or something.
Sure, she's got, right. Yeah,
and it's the tobacco you put in.
So we're smoking the hell out of this thing because, again, I'm out of the studio. The bosses are never going to know. They're not going to know, and I can keep it together well enough on the air that no one can tell that I'm getting really, really high. Sure. Bless you, Ted. So wouldn't you know it, the two big bosses decide to show up at this particular broadcast, and literally when they walked in the door, we're during a commercial break, and I've got the tube in my mouth, man. And I mean, so I'm sucking this bitch down, and the bosses walk in, and I just remember glancing up, and there's no way to talk yourself out of it. There's nothing you can do. They caught me red-handed. Now, the beauty is the commercial break's coming to an end. I got to go back on air. We do the show. I finish up the show. After the show, I am pulled aside, which I did not see that coming. And they said, are you seriously, are you smoking hash out of a pipe during a broadcast? And I looked at them, and I said, yeah. But to be fair and understand, at the time, this was CBS Radio. And one of the things about CBS Radio, every year they came out with the employee handbook. That's fine. But when the employee handbook came out, they chased you down for a week to make sure that you signed it. You sent it back to corporate. Yep. Okay, and I cannot explain how important this was to them, because no matter what you did, you had to play by the rules. So I did the same thing. And Miles, we did this a lot. I told him, yes, I did smoke hash during the broadcast. It's not in the employee handbook. They were pissed, and I'm like, no, you're the guys that make a big deal out of this, right? You're the guys that run around the office and pretend that this ridiculous, like we're in third grade crap, is so important, and you do it every year, right? And I mean, they hassled you to make sure you signed this thing. I signed it, I read through it, that's what I signed, that I read it. There's nothing about smoking hash in
what would you say,
employee handbook.
What would you say?
But guess what? There was the next year.
Then the most unique thing that you've ever smoked out of. Just as far as one of those, we had a 6-foot, another guy did at a house close to us in college. So I've smoked out of a 6-foot bong, and that's where someone else basically obviously has to
play the thing
for you, and you kind of just sit down and you try to get as much in as you can. Another buddy of mine made an incredible pipe out of a squash.
I was going to say, I've smoked a lot of food, and only because I worked in kitchens, and everyone that works in the kitchen is either flying on coke or they're smoking
squash
weed.
Was amazingly tasty.
It tastes great, but apples, carrots, we try to cucumber, it's too mushy in the middle.
Pears too wet.
But right, you can't have anything super wet, but that's why like carrots are great, squash is fantastic, pumpkins. So in that line, I've absolutely smoked out of different forms of produce, but that was just working in kitchens. Since I have not worked in restaurants, I have not smoked out of pr- Now, I did once with you, Miles. You carved
we
something.
We carved an apple one night.
What is an apple?
Yeah.
You went through a whole apple kick.
I did, man. Well, they were delicious apples around here.
And we were broke and didn't have a piece. That's
gravity bong, I guess.
No,
would be
just a couple years ago.
I've probably done a couple gravity bongs in my lifetime.
Sure.
The weirdest one I have, and you can't smoke marijuana out of it, but it's a wood-carved pipe, again, from Peru. But it's just for tobacco. It's got like little hummingbirds in it and this and that. But it's like one of those long ones you're talking about.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And you look stylish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always wanted to smoke a joint with a cigarette extender.
That would be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a stoner, but I'm high dollar.
Dollar,
I want to get a ridiculously long cigarette extender. And then, so you know what I mean? So like long enough where it'd be like, I'm standing here. What are we?
Four feet
apart, but it's like it's so extended that it's just like it's just in his face.
It's in your face.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, smoking bothers you? Why? It never bothers me.
But you're at the pool, and like you know, you're on the phone, but it's an old school landline phone, and some dude's standing there with a tray in the phone, and you're talking on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's gonna
bring it out to you.
It's like a bellhop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm drinking something that's disgusting.
Oh,
but
it's
like
a fruity,
old people love
fruity,
it.
Fruity thing on a
everything.
Table beside you.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I have too many books, according to my husband.
Too many books?
How many books do you
have? I have over 1,000 books.
I don't like it when you read, woman. Get all the bad ideas like wearing shoes.
Do you ever go back and read the books that you've gone through the first time? So you will reread a book.
Yes, but I have to make an addendum. I have over 1,000 books that are not including my reference books or my manga.
Or your what?
Manga.
Manga?
Oh, manga. Okay, all right.
All right. How about like cookbooks?
It's It's an animated kind of Japanese popular pop culture.
Yeah. All right.
Ted gave me a look like, what in the hell? Like, what are you talking about?
I wanted to ask her, but then it's like, am I going to be the idiot?
I have a lot of good cookbooks that have different stuff in it, like rubs and recipes things like that. But for the most part, I just find myself on Google anymore. And then I'll look through like 9 or 10 recipes based on what I have and kind of go from there.
Dude, I've gotten even lazier than that. Now when people go, like, what is that recipe? Oh, I found it here. Just screenshot. Send it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
And Nicole, I'm with you. I got a ton of books, man. But I will reread some of the books that I have and all that. Plus, the other nice thing, I don't mind having books. One, I just don't mind having books. I don't think it's the worst thing. But
so
also,
you have to move.
Just have, well, that's
They're
the
my
mover's
main
problem.
Decorating theme.
And then the other thing, just having kids, it's cool to see them, what they determine they're interested in. Because they have all this reference material in front of them, so it's not just staring at the computer screen.
How many bookshelves do you have in your house?
1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4, and I have one that I just bought recently that I need to, like, rearrange everything.
All right. So. What is your favorite genre of reading? What do you like more than anything else?
Erotic fiction. I can feel it.
I do like my erotic fiction.
Oh, no, you don't.
What are you into? Like a centaur? I mean, what do you want hugging you up there?
No, just normal.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
so not fantasy.
Right.
How many of your 1,000 books are erotic fiction? Like, if I walk into
erotic
your
fiction,
house,
I've only gotten into about 2 years ago.
Then this will be fresh.
I have about 200 of them.
Okay, and what is the what?
Wait,
is,
in 2 years, you have 200 erotic fiction books.
Yeah,
I like you. I want you to understand.
Or, well, wait a minute. Do you have regular sex with your husband?
Yes.
Okay. What book would you recommend to anybody? This is the book, man.
Right,
you want a panty dropping book? This is the book. What is the book?
Okay. You have to understand. Asking a book lover to choose one book is like asking a parent to choose their favorite child.
I can tell you.
They can do it.
An author.
Sure.
I can give my favorite author.
All right. Well, give us it all.
What's Oh, God, now I'm drawing a blank.
All right, then you give a book title.
Is Fabio on the cover of any of the books
Crash
that you've bought?
Crash Into Me is the one of the titles, but I can't think of the name right now.
By Dave Matthews.
That's what Dave Matthews is talking about.
You made a book, too?
Charlottesville Lover.
Crash.
All right, don't get too tan on me. Silicon Bad jokes on the way. Ted versus the FCC and emails on our question. What do you have too little or too much of? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what do you have too little or too much of? Here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Guys, I work on repairing music instruments on the side, everything from guitars to flutes, so I have too much of random used parts and instruments. That from Austin. Too easy, guys. Decks of playing cards. It started when my father was a travel consultant as well as working for the Social Security Administration. When I was a kid, every time he went to a casino in Vegas, Reno, or for a cruise line at a travel show or conference, he always gave me one of those decks that was actually used in a casino.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what new casino I go to today, I still buy a used deck at the gift shop. The most unusual deck I have is from Bay 101 Casino here in San Jose that used to host a major World Poker Tour tournament. A couple of years ago, which was the last ever tournament there, I ended up with all the popular poker stars and the personalities on TV to autograph each and every card in the deck.
Damn.
Stay beautiful, you all. That from Craig in San Jose, California.
Craig, I collect playing cards, too. I'm right there with you.
Okay, we move
on. But yours sound cooler.
I like the old dice.
When I was a kid, I used to love dice. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I like the fact that the cards have been used and played and there's action on them. You know what I mean?
You get a few, but they punch the hole to let you know. We're done.
Bitches, I love the show. I listen almost every day. Your laughs have gotten me through some pretty rough days. This last few years have been a living nightmare, and I've recently found myself without a home and struggling with PTSD-related issues, but I keep my head above water with music, laughter, and humor, and you guys never fail. I don't really have many people in my life, so I'm asking myself if I could get a birthday shout-out as I turn 43 on Sunday. And honestly, it's a miracle that I'm still here. Keep it real, bitches. That from Tina in Tacoma.
Tina, man, honest to God, that's one of the most touching letters we can get. It is so kind, and it makes us so good when we hear that. And, of course, we would love to give you a birthday shout-out, but your birthday's on Sunday.
Yeah,
we only do the birthday shout-out on the actual date. Now, listen, I understand that is a hell of a letter, and it does touch us, but we can't celebrate your birthday
today.
We can't
do it.
I'm so sorry.
Rules are rules.
Yeah, they really are. All the Naked Ladies say it's my daughter Lily's 11th birthday. She loves listening to the birthday wishes and hearing the song. How about a Suck It Up Cupcake and a Leroy Jenkins? Love Mom and Dad listening in Rochester, New York on WCMF.
So suck it up, Cupcake!
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hola, Michelle. I need a birthday shout-out for my coworker Jessica. It's her 29th birthday today. She needs a Your Penis Is Too Small and some extra special dirty German. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it is not that my penis is too small. You just have that unusually large vagina. But I do not judge. We can try it sideways.
Yeah, see? How old is she, Mouse?
She is 29 years old.
Yeah, 29. This will be the best year. The Germans would love to have fun with you this year because after 30, you're not in our market.
Yeah, and we can do the 29 position. You must be a little bit more flexible, but it is worth it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a takeoff. It's our German take on the downward dog.
Hola, Michelle's in the lovely Wabbit. I'm celebrating my 29th trip around the big bright thing today in the sky. Can I please get a little yeah, and some dirty Germans talking about firefighters? Happy birthday, Michael.
Yeah, after you have sex with me, you will have to see the firefighters, also known as people that want to cool the burning in your crotch.
Yes, these firefighters are so sexy. The mustaches, the dogs, the wearing of the giant pants and suspenders.
Ah. Yeah, not mustaches. It would be flavor savers. But I do like that they slide down poles.
Yeah, yeah. And they're always holding horses.
Not horses. That was one time.
You know, firefighters, though, much like the Germans, they make everything wet.
Yeah, they spray you with their hose.
Jesus.
Big fan of the show, guys, since the Nixon administration. It's my niece's Aurora's birthday. She's a 30-something. Please give her 3 triple Joey Chestnuts. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Joey Chestnut! Joey Chestnut!
Guys, love of my life, taking his 30th trip around the sun. We love your show. He's an iron worker with a long, hectic drive every day and wants to hear some dirty Germans talking about rod busting.
Yeah, assuming you put a little lotion on your hands, the rod should bust in short order.
Yeah, so see, I like this busting. Rod busting sounds exciting. Seems like something dangerous might happen.
Yeah, but most men named Rod do not like us. Rod Woodson, not a fan.
Hello, gentlemen. I want to wish my brother Dean a happy 38th trip around the sun. He's a hard worker, huge Men's Room fan. Can you please give him a barbershop fish sandwich, please?
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
It's my buddy Raloof's birthday today. Can he please get a Your Penis Is Too Small and the dirty Germans talking about putting things in his face? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I know what you are thinking. Put things in your face. But the face I refer to is the one that you sit on with the fat cheeks.
Yes, you ever go to a wedding when people were still real with each other? It's going to be like that. You're going to have icing all over your face.
Yeah, we're going to poke the Cyclops in the eye.
I said, so you know, in Germany, we still do that smashing cake. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, pound cake.
Yeah.
But tell us, can I get a shout out to Michael Crookshank on his birthday with an uh-oh lookout and a couple of thrill shotgun blasts. Thanks, guys.
Uh-oh lookout.
Get! Get! Bitches, today's my 36th birthday. I know my wife didn't email in, so can I get an original fish sandwich and the dirty Germans telling me what they're going to do to me later? Thanks, guys. Appreciate
fish
it.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah. We will say that we are exfoliating your skin with a new beauty regimen because we will cover you with protein.
Yeah, Chris, you know, I think I know what you're all about. I come down and you can, you know, play with my balls, soccer balls. He writes a blog on soccer.
Yeah, and his balls are both black and white.
It's the old school soccer balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes together. We make one soccer ball.
Good point. Today's my older brother Justin's 38th birthday. He's a loyal podcast listener from Spokane and would love to hear some filthy, dirty Germans. Much appreciated, guys.
Yeah, Spokane's the east side of the Washington state. We will make the beast in the east and add a little yeast for your feast.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, happy birthday. Spokane is a lovely town, but to think the Germans could possibly make it dirtier, silly. Jesus.
Yeah, insult.
Guys, I want to wish our friend and coworker Bob a happy 44th trip around the sun. Great guy. He would love to hear a Joey Chestnut and those dirty Germans talking about the Packers, please.
Joey Chestnut!
Yeah, all I will say is that I was very disappointed on my first visit to Green Bay. First of all, cheeseheads, very misleading, and Packers, very misleading.
Yeah, yeah, and I heard it was a co-op. I like that aspect, because Phil and I like to co-op together, so maybe you'll get packed.
Yeah.
Guys, it's me, Matt. It's my 47th trip around the sun. I was wondering if I could get an owl hitting the window, and uh-oh, look out, and all you guys talking all over each other about wishing me a happy birthday. Thanks, Pacholas.
Uh-oh, look out.
Well, Matt, I'll tell you what
you want on your
side,
man. It's a good day for it, man.
You go in the room and do what you do. Guys, my husband Paul's 58th birthday is today. In case he is listening, I want you to wish him a happy birthday. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. How about some dirty Germans, please?
Yeah, I hope you are listening to a show. Otherwise, we are wasting our breath. But I would ask you, what do you think my breath smells like?
Yeah, yeah. You ever had mushrooms?
Yeah, Stormy Daniels has.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to enjoy them, and we'll put them in a cream sauce.
Hello, guys. I want to hear Dirty German Ted telling Steve what he'd like to do on Steve's birthday. Then Dirty German Steve telling Ted what he'd like to do to Steve for his birthday. Happy 50th, you some bitch, and welcome to the club. Your 50 club jacket should be here any day now. That from Sir Jolly Joe and the rest of us here in the men's room.
Yeah, happy birthday, sir. You know, I think I'd start sensual like we'd like to do, and then I'd take my tongue and caress your milk line.
Yeah, I would hope your tongue will go on my event horizon around my black hole. And I said black hole, not back hole.
Is this a difference?
No.
Nine. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Oh, look who it is. The drunk in charge, Ryan Castle, has joined us in the studio. What are you doing in here?
I thought we were going to go back in time.
Oh, are we going to go back in time? Well, no, I've still got some extra emails. Okay, I didn't know if Mike, you want to do this now. Do you have your gift that you're presenting?
Oh, no.
I do indeed.
Okay, what do you got?
It is a long-standing tradition, at least in the Hawk household, that when you achieve such a milestone birthday as your 50th, that you get a lovely gift basket of things that you will probably need in the very near future. So I do have a list of things here for you.
I already don't like where this is going.
Oh, it's an actual gift basket.
Yeah, it is a gift basket. That looks very nice. I'm going to start by giving you this.
Oh, wow, it's a cane.
It's not even a hurricane, but I'll take it.
How convenient is it that your birthday is so close to Easter and you can buy that basket?
That's a nice cane.
That's nice.
That actually makes you look like dignified.
It does.
Or Mr. Peanut.
Thank you, Mr. Hawk. I have Now, I hate to admit this, the magnifying glass, I might be able to use that from time to time lately.
Okay, that's a really nice extra large magnifier.
Yes, it is.
With a comfort grip. Here's a beer mug that says, aged 50 years, vintage dude, the man, the myth, the legend. That's very nice.
I think this speaks wonders. You know you've hit a certain age when you have Werther's Originals.
Oh, wow, the butterscotch candy.
We were talking about that earlier. You keep them in your pocket, that way they're nice and warm.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you give them to the kids.
Yeah, you offer them to weird kids you don't know.
And see how long it takes the cops to show up. Miles, it may have confused me for you, but I do have hemorrhoidal cream.
Oh, really?
Maximum. I'm going to leave that in the office. I'm not kidding. It's a great day where Miles goes, dude.
I guess that's okay. Maximum strength. It is with aloe, so that's good.
I have some denture cleaner.
Oh, nice.
Dual action tablets, by the way. Mike spared no expense.
What if you just pop that in your mouth, you know what I mean, with your regular teeth? How does that work
out? Pop it right in my mouth.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sucks to say grump. That has nothing to do with my age.
That's appropriate.
What you did there.
Oh, look, you have
and a big old bag
of men's diaper/underwear.
You also have a weekly pill.
Oh, for my pills.
Dispenser thing.
Yeah, all right.
Every day of the week.
This will come in handy.
Thank goodness we have another bag of adult diapers here.
You know what? I'll save that for another day. But yes, thank you, Mike.
Happy birthday.
And the Hawk household.
That is amazing.
I like the size of that pill container.
Well, but you need it big because you can't read the
screen. You feel any different this morning? All right, man.
Honestly, God, my kids were excited. They came running into the bedroom, and it's one of those deals where I'm half awake, man, but I'm kind of dreaming in my head. So I hear the kids walk in the room, And they're going, happy birthday, daddy. And I can hear the enthusiasm. My eyes aren't open yet. And in my brain, I'm like, what the F are they talking about? Why are they bugging me? It's not my birthday. It's Father's Day. That's how my brain worked. I open my eyes. I'm still kind of in that haze. So they say it again. And now we're just staring at each other, meaning I've ruined the reaction they wanted. It took me about 5 seconds. And I'm like, oh, it is my birthday. Yeah, bring it in, guys. Yeah. Thank you. Yay.
Good times.
Thank you, Mr. Hawk.
All right. I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws a diagonal ship. That's it.
Oh, that's it? Three times back.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, plus sometimes she'll shyly sit while she draws diagonal ship.
One.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws diagonal ship.
Two!
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships, and that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit while drawing diagonal ship.
Man, never thought you would get that. Let's do it again!
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
So tired. Oh, my goodness. What a late night coming with lines and riddles and tongue twisters for Ted. And Ted versus the FCC.
I finally got on track and wrote some true
poetry, you were on fire, this week, man.
And thank you for that.
I think
that
has
means
to do with your birthday coming up or whatever. Yep. We actually even forgot at 3 o'clock in the morning that technically then it was your birthday.
No, at that point I remember. That's why I took the household cleaner and cut it up into lines.
Gotcha.
But lo and behold, rappers.
Hey, man.
Staying up late at night, doing drugs, writing rhymes and riffs.
It's what we do, man.
Spitting fire.
Spitting fire, Ted.
Spitting fire.
All Miles does is spit hot fire.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, though. We get in here today, and we have a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC, and this is from Michael, and it seems like in the last few weeks, the common theme has been ships.
Ships.
We've been talking a lot about ships, and this one stays on course with that. And it goes something like this. Lip Licker Rick sits on a sinking ship, sitting on sheets so thick. Sit on sheets, sit on ships. Ooh. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you have to read that three times, what the hell?
One time through.
Three times fast.
Three times fast. Jesus, Miles.
Oh, is this like a callback to LL?
LL.
It might be,
Lip Licker Cool J.
Yeah.
Be careful you say that in front of.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say it to him. Lip Licker Rick sits on a sinking ship, sitting on sheets so thick. Sit on sheets, sit on ships.
Three times fast.
Lip Licker Rick sits on sinking ship, sitting on sheets so thick. Sit on sheets, sit on ships.
One.
Lip Licker Rick sits on a sinking ship, sitting on sheets so thick. Sit on sheets, sit on ships.
Two.
Lip Licker Rick sits on a sinking ship, sitting on sheets so thick. Sit on sheets. Sit on chips!
Big win! In 10 versus the FCC. All right, bitches, bad jokes coming up next. Drug of charge for me to kick off the bad jokes. Get those bad jokes to us via the email at the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Call with the bad jokes now at 844-999-OLA. Bad jokes are on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Bad joke time now, 844-999-OLA. But first, to ensure the bad jokes last for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official Men's Room Bad Jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke.
not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
All right, Castle Drug in Charge here to kick off the bad jokes.
What's the worst part about being an egg?
What is the worst part about being an egg?
You only get laid once.
And it's mom.
Bad joke time, 844-999-OAK.
Oh, that sounded funny and ended gross.
Yep. Hello, yo. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, did you hear about the guy who tried Viagra for the first time and it didn't go so well?
No.
Bill got stuck in his throat and he got a stiff neck.
Mexican magician told the crowd that he would disappear on the count of three. He then counts uno, dos, then poof. He disappears without a trace.
Well done. Well done.
All right.
Last night, I dreamed that I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted. Hello, Sean. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hey, greetings.
Hola.
Ted.
What's up?
Why do Londoners like to have an Arsenal fan in the car?
Why?
They can use the handicap parking. Spurs. Happy birthday, Thrill.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Tottenham fans, keep it a classic.
What did the grape do when he got stepped on?
What did he do?
He let out a little whine.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry.
Some guy came up and milked my cow without asking my permission. How dare he?
Our wedding was so beautiful, even the cake was in tears. Hello, Robert. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hey, since we had all the snow, what did one snowman say to the other?
What did one snowman say to the other?
Smells like carrots.
Why did the pig take a bath?
Why did the pig take a bath?
Because the farmer said hogwash.
Jeez.
Did you hear about the new movie called Constipation?
No, I did not.
Well, it's because it's not out yet.
Where does Bo Winkle keep his weed?
Where does Bo Winkle keep his weed?
In his moose stash.
Met a girl at the club the other night, and she told me she'd show me a good time. When we got outside, she ran a 40 in 4.8 seconds.
That's pretty good.
What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
What?
A pickpocket snatches your watch. Why did the man put bug spray on his watch?
Why did the man put bug spray on his watch?
Because he heard ticks. I'm reading a book about WD-40. It's non-friction. What do you call a fake noodle?
What?
An impasta.
What does a martial arts expert drink?
What does a martial artist expert drink?
Karate. Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
No.
They say he made a mint.
There you go on the bad jokes, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Leslie Burton of somewhere in England. I don't know where. But Mr. Burton is a boiler repairman. So naturally, when his friend's boiler malfunctioned, he was called to, quote unquote, save the day. Well, when the couple left, they left their house to grab a few sandwiches. They got a message on their phone that someone had gone upstairs. See, the boiler was downstairs, so they were curious, of course, and they pulled up their closed-circuit TV security system on their phone, and they watched live for 10 minutes while Burton rummaged through their bedside table, wondering what it is he was looking for or going to steal. That's when he pulled out the wife's big pink dildo and their lube, dropped his pants. I'm pretty sure you can guess the rest of how that went, and in spite of all of this being caught on video and them watching this live, Mr. Burton will not be charged with anything. Why? This is how it shakes out. There's no public indecency because it occurred inside, and the only people that watched it, voluntarily watched it, on closed circuit TV. There will be no trespassing charge because he was, in fact, invited into their home because he was there to fix the boiler. They knew he was there. They were going to leave him there, and they're going to return a short time later. There's no burglary charge because they say the amount of lube that he used, which it was, in fact, their lube, wasn't enough to justify the court costs. So this guy went into someone's house, opened up the drawer, inserted a big giant pink dildo in the no-go place with the lube, caught on video, not a single charge brought against
him. Wow. Your air ducts are clean.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a little weird, man. And apparently the guy that hired him, this was a friend of his.
Hey, you know, crime of opportunity.
It really is, man. And the guy that did all this with the giant pink dildo in the lube, apparently he's a father of three, and he's also a scoutmaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. None of that's important, but they threw all of that in the article. They did things like, the father of three was then caught, blah, blah, blah. The next sentence, the scoutmaster was found out.
Thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Yeah.
Clean.
So we pour this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on live for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.